Hello, it is your boy Diddly Lang Chang Chiming Dennis Sangshui Pao Midasawa Otoni Toshimada. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news. We are live in video form, baby. Deja vu.
Hi everyone. It's my son, my teacher, and here we are.
We're
trying a little video.
Yeah, we are.
Fun.
You know?
So basically, I think we should call this episode Pushing the Envelope. And what did I say that we were not going to do tonight?
So I wanted to sneak into the pool, you know, because like...
Explain that it shuts down at...
It shuts down at 10 and I kind of wanted to hop the fence like the boss I am. But my mom wouldn't let me because I'm not 6'3". So, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I made a mistake, everyone. This is what it's called, making mistakes as parents.
I'm at 6'2".
Okay, so am I strategically
single?
I'm strategically single. And I had this date. And we did, because Kieran asked me, had I ever hopped over the fence at the pool? Because he was, like, wanting to break some rules. And I think sometimes it is fun to break rules.
Yeah,
so I understand. But right now, at the time that we, on my date, that's why he's joking about it. Because I'm like, you're not 6'3". You can't hop the fence. So he's like, it's almost like I challenged
him. I hopped one fence in my life, and I think I'm pretty good at it.
No, I'm sure you could hop the fence, but... Oh, a couple things. One, I'm your mother.
I'm not 6'3".
Two, the guards are stricter now.
Yeah.
Because they weren't that strict during the pandemic.
But I didn't see them there, though.
Okay, so basically, you guys, a couple things that I did wrong, but maybe it's actually funny, is sometimes you shouldn't tell your kids everything. Maybe if I was a little stricter, he wouldn't be asking me to... Well, I don't know. What's our relationship like? Am I like super strict?
No, not really. She's good, but you know, it's all divinely fucked up perfect.
Woo! Oh God, that is one of my sayings.
Yeah, and I'm allowed to say that because it is one of your sayings.
Okay, but okay, now that you said it once, should we talk about that really quick?
We should embrace your neurostyle. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Did you say embrace your neurostyle?
I sure did, Mom.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about profanity. So basically, everyone, Kieran, are you allowed to use profanity at school?
No.
Are you allowed to, when you go over to people's homes, use it? When the adults are around, yes or no?
No.
Okay. So
But can I use it at my house? Yes.
Yes, but do I let you swear at me?
No. Why would you do that?
Exactly. So we're living in a time where our kids are on video games, doing all these things. So I think sometimes you have to be a little flexible. Now, if you guys have a no profanity rule at your home, I don't, you know, be you, okay?
Be you.
So here's kind of like, we just talked about boundaries, breaking the rules, and profanity. You want to close out or is anything?
It's been your boy, Diddly Lang Chang Chiming Dennis Song Shui Pao Midasawa Otoni Toshimada. Bye!
Thanks, guys. My son, my teacher. This is us.